Exclusive. CPAC Hungary host boasts of global coalition promoting Judeo-Christian values, fighting wokeness. By Joshua Klein on April 26, 2024. CPAC Hungary is a global coalition of anti-globalist forces aiming to catalyze a nightmare for liberals by establishing an international coalition of rising national conservative voices, according to the director of the heavily attended event. In an interview with Breitbart News on Friday, the second and final day of the conservative conference, Dr. Miklós Szantó, director of CPAC Hungary, insisted that both the US and Hungary are fighting against madness and wokeness, including those pushing open borders without nations, and a Western civilization without Judeo-Christian values. Highlighting the various Israeli government officials in attendance, he also asserted that the Hungarian conservatives stand shoulder to shoulder with our Israeli friends. Szantó, who serves as Director General of the Center for Fundamental Rights, explained why this year's event was even more successful than previous ones, citing the vast number of attendees and speakers. "We had altogether 3,000 guests, 500 conservatives from abroad, from the international conservative movements, 60 international speakers on the stage, including two prime ministers, three former prime ministers, and 10 party leaders, such as Spanish Vox President Santiago Abascal and Dutch lawmaker Geert Wilders," he said. He continued listing some of the highlights of the event. Prime Minister Viktor Orban was on the stage. Donald Trump sent an exclusive video message for the audience. Prime Minister Tony Abbott spoke, and representatives of the Brazilian and Argentinian right were there as well, he said, noting that three U.S. Republican congressmen, Andy Harris, MD, Paul Gosar, Oz, and Keith Self, TX, also attended. "So as you can see, CPAC Hungary is really the global coalition of anti-globalist forces," he added, "not only of the right and conservatives, but of all common sense people." According to Szantó, both former U.S. President Donald Trump and Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban are fighting for the same thing and fighting against the very same thing, madness and wokeness. "That's why we call CPAC Hungary the Wokebusters and demand to drain the swamps, both in Brussels, in the upcoming European election, in June, and the American presidential election in November," he said, suggesting that the two share a common enemy, with the deep state, the swamp, the bureaucratic mechanisms, the federal administration, and the federal government structure of both Washington and Brussels being identical. He criticized the global establishment. "They don't support common sense. They are against the people who do share the three values of God, homeland and the family. They are trying to push open borders without nations, and a Western civilization without Judeo-Christian values," he noted. "They heavily and aggressively promote anti-family and radical gender policies, even among minors," he added. He also accused leaders of the Western progressive elite of suffering from a military psychosis which stands in opposition to the principles of common-sense conservatives who seek peace. Highlighting the various government officials attending from Israel, including three Knesset members and two ministers from the Netanyahu government, Intelligence Minister Hila Gamliel and Diaspora Affairs Minister Amichai Chikli, Szantó asserted that the Hungarian conservative movement and Hungarian conservative individuals stand shoulder to shoulder with our Israeli friends. "Many Israeli politicians are here this year because Hungarian conservatives are the best, and maybe the only one remaining nation fully allied with Israel and the European Union," he said, noting that conservatives in the Hungarian government voted down, halting at the international level, all of the resolutions that tried to blame or condemn Israel, not only over the past few months, but over the past few years. "There were several situations within the European Parliament where Hungary was the only European country to stand up for Israel, and tried to stop those resolutions and that type of PR activity, which were launched by these international institutions against Israel," he added. Szantó explained that the Center for Fundamental Rights, which he heads and which served as the host of CPAC Hungary, organized the very first international pro-Israel summit in Budapest, just 2 days after the deadly October 7 massacre. "Originally, we planned to have a conference on peace processes and the Abraham Accords together with our Israeli partners," he said, "but after Hamas terrorist attack on that very deadly Saturday, we rebranded the entire gathering, and with hundreds of attendees, including our Israeli friends who managed to travel to Budapest then, We had the very first international pro-Israel rally after the terror attacks. CPAC Hungary ranks among the world's largest and highest profile events of its kind. In keeping with tradition, the conference began with Christian and Jewish prayers led by priests and a rabbi. In his opening remarks at the event, Zontho boasted that, "We believe in the freedom of the nations, in peace, in protecting our borders, our families and our children." He also highlighted that unlike in Brussels, where police attempted to shut down a similar event last week, Budapest allowed the conference to proceed uninterrupted. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.